Welcome back to Marriage Monday. Thanks so much for joining with me. My name is Dave Barringer, and this is my podcast to help you grow your marriage one Monday at a time. Today, we're talking about layers of a good marriage, and so I'm going to give you five layers, five essential elements of a good marriage to help you grow your marriage. Now, there's two questions I do want you both to ask each other, and this is the two questions, and they're very simple. First of all, what are we strong in? When you hear these layers, what are we strong in? And be real. Don't say this is what I'm strong in, but this is what we are strong in. Now, the second question may not be exactly what you think, because you might be expecting what areas are you weak in, but I don't like that word weak, because I think weak gives us an excuse to not do something because that's not our thing. I don't even want to try because I'm just weak in that area. That's just not my thing. That's your thing. I don't like that. Here's the second question. What areas do we need to grow in? You see the difference? What areas are we strong in? We recognize here's the strength of our relationship currently. Secondly, what areas do we need to grow in? In other words, this is something that we need to work on together. We're recognizing that one might be strong, but the other one not as strong. So therefore, we're realizing we've got something misfiring and we need to work on this. There's no shame in that. I think there's only shame in ignoring it and allowing the marriage to kind of wane and to get weaker just because somebody doesn't want to try. So here we go. I want to give you these five layers to look at, five layers to work on, and I think they are all essential. Number one, friendship. I think a critical element to a very successful and healthy marriage is friendship. I mean, let's be real. This is how you began. This is how you caught each other's eye. I talk about this a lot in the podcast, but I'm here to say I deal with way too many marriages to not constantly bring this up. You need to not just recognize friendship is what got you to the altar. It's what will carry you after the altar. I usually say it this way. What wins the heart keeps the heart. And friendship, it's the thing that strips away the illusions and expectations of being with a stranger. Some people are now married to a stranger because you forgot your friendship. And all of a sudden, things are strange in the house because you've developed strangeness and, in essence, become strangers. And what I want you to do is to recognize that you need to reestablish friendship with one another. And you need to get back to this place where you can be real, you can be vulnerable, you can be authentic with one another. And that comes from a good friendship. And that friendship will forge a bond together that will help you anchor the relationship, that will help you go through and navigate very tough times. Number two, safety. Boy, we don't talk about this enough. This could probably be its own podcast. We need to make sure that we have and we experience safety in the relationship. Because let's be real, we all are born with some insecurities. We have them, and sometimes we don't even know about them until we are married. Marriage brings out everything in us. And so when we go through insecurities, and let's be real, that's normal. When we go through that, it's important to recognize and identify factors within the relationship that might make us not feel safe enough to be vulnerable and to discuss things with one another. We need a sense of safety. So when we open up and we share with one another, when we open up and we identify what we're feeling, when we're being vulnerable with our spouse and our spouse has welcomed that vulnerability and has been fully present, they've validated what we're experiencing and what we're feeling, it makes us feel very safe. But I'm here to say this, when you prepare perpetually lack safety in the marriage, you both are going to wither. That's why I say when you're experiencing a lack of safety, or if your spouse is experiencing the lack of safety, it's going to affect the both of you. Why? Because the two become one. And we have to get to the place where we feel safe enough within the relationship to experience vulnerability, openness, being able to be our true selves. And as we do that, that safety is what becomes the atmosphere that causes our marriage to grow closer with one another. Number three, faith. Now, I recognize I am a pastor. I'm a Christ follower. I recognize that there's some of you that are wondering why this isn't number one, because out of the five, I actually wanted this to be at the center of everything, because I think faith is at the center of who we are as individuals and who we are as a married couple. I believe that when we share as a married couple a deep-rooted faith, it gives us the ability to weather anything that we face. It gives us the ability in the face of trials and tribulations to pray, to worship, to lead our family forward, to have a tie that is even stronger than who we feel we are. Our faith is what carries us through difficult times. And so I'm here to say this, that faith is a gift. I believe faith multiplies your capacity to love, and it multiplies your capacity to serve your spouse. It helps you to give generously and to simply be that servant that we're called to be to one another. Faith is foundational and should be the center of who we are. Because we love Christ, it gives us the ability and the understanding of how to love our spouse. Number four, intimacy. I love talking about intimacy. It's an amazing experience to have the gift of sex within our marriage. I mean, think about this. This was a gift that God designed, that God gave, and He gave it specifically to marriage and marriage alone. And so to even think even deeper, that when you guys come together on your wedding night, you're coming together to bless one another, to serve one another, and now the two have become one. And on top of that, out of everybody in the world, nobody has the privilege to have sex, to have intimacy with your partner but you, and vice versa. The two of you are only gifted with each other to bless one another with intimacy. What an awesome responsibility. What an awesome thought. And that really comes through the layers that we've already talked about. I want you to wrap your head around this. Friendship. We start off with friendship. It allows you to remove the barrier of artificial perfection and just lets you be who you truly are with one another. And it allows your guard to be let down so that intimacy can take place. Secondly, we talked about safety. Safety allows you to trust one another fully with your bodies and to have this very wonderful personal time with one another. And then you add on that layer of faith, and it reminds us that these intimate moments with your spouse are truly sacred. Do you see how they're working with one another? And that leads us toward number five, fun. You cannot ignore number five, the ability to laugh together, to be silly with one another, have just unbridled laughter with one another, to be kind of childish. Sometimes it's going to be a little childish with your spouse, or childlike maybe, that will sit better within some of you. But I think it's just, there's something about lifting each other's spirits and unraveling tension through difficult times by having fun. There's just something about enhancing the good times by simply having fun. It's learning that a sense of humor can practically help any tough situation become lightened just a little bit more, because the two of you just know how to have fun with one another. You just know how to break tension. You know how that, and even in the middle of tough times, you know what? Let's go spend time together. Let's do something enjoyable with one another that just helps us to come together as one. Incorporating fun in your marriage, in your life, in your family, in your intimate moments, I promise will begin to create memories that will last a lifetime. As you can see here, we've got five really good layers. They're very simple on the surface, but they're deep underneath that surface. And what I want you to do now is talk with your spouse and list out these five and simply say, okay, what areas are we, there's the key word, what areas are we strong in? And secondly, what areas do we need to grow in the most? And I'm just going to tell you, through different seasons of life, you're going to find that some of these areas will be very strong, and some areas maybe need to get a little bit of a work. They have to have some growth. And then other times, you're going to see some of those areas that used to be growth areas become very much strengths of the relationship, and now you've got to have a little bit more, maybe more focused time on some of the others. So this is something that you're going to constantly work on. You're going to constantly grow. Why? Because that's marriage right there. It's a lifetime of working on things, growing things, and doing all of this together. Love you all. Work on these layers, and we will connect with you next week. God bless. Have a great week.